Now on to our main topic for this week, and if you look at your hands for a moment, you might notice that one is the mirror image of the other. But this sort of asymmetry isn't just in our hands. In fact, it spans the entire scientific world, from smallest particles in the universe to the drugs that can cure diseases, and also the brains that effectively make us human. To look at this more closely, with us this week are biologist Chris McManus, he's from University College London, Cambridge chemist Stephen Driver, and the particle physicist Ben Alanak, who's also from Cambridge University. So let's first of all say hello to all of you. Welcome. It's great to have you all with us.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's begin with the biology and pick on you first then. Chris, you look pick-onable. First of all, I mean, when we're actually using our right or left hand, why should we care which hand we're writing with?
It matters because we're better at using one than the other. But why are we better at using one? There's several reasons for that. One is it actually always benefits just to use one of two things more than the other. There are monkeys in the wild, chimpanzees, who are searching for termites or things like that. They stick a stick into a tree, pull out the termites and eat them. And half of them use their right paw and half of them use their left paw. The ones who try and use both collect less termites than the ones who specialise in using just one. So it pays to practice and it's always better to use one rather than the other.
But am I right in saying you don't see the majority of chimpanzees in the wild who are right-handed in the same way as if I went to anywhere in the world and look at any human, I'm going to find that same right-handed dominance?
That's right. Almost all animal species are a mixture of half right and half left, whereas humans, it's 90% right-handed, 10% left-handed, and that's something that needs explaining. So something else must be explaining that in addition to paying to specialise. There's a sense in which if we were all right-handed, it would be much easier, because we're the same as everybody else, and it's easier if the whole society does things the same way, just same way as it pays to all drive on the right same side of the road. But we're not.
Ben?
Is it true that we're all born with a handedness, or does it develop?
Yes, we're born. And in fact, there's studies where you look at ultrasound studies of pregnant women and you can watch the fetus moving around inside the uterus. And lots of fetuses, as early as 4 or 5 months of pregnancy, suck one thumb. And about 90% suck the right thumb and 10% suck the left thumb. And you follow them through and they become right and left-handed. So it's there before birth, yes, undoubtedly.
I was going to say, because when my daughter was born, she is left-handed. She's 7 now. But when she was very little and she'd sort of be sitting in a high chair feeding herself with one hand or the other, or when she used to have this thing about pens, loved pens. And I used to sort of play devil's advocate and try taking the pen out of one hand and put it in the other hand, in the right hand, to see what would happen. And it immediately went back to the left. So very early, very, very early, there is this bias. But why?
There is a bias, but it's actually not as easy to see as you might think. And I get a lot of parents saying, are they going to be right-handed? Are they going to be left-handed? And children, neonates, go through a phase and up to about a year, 18 months, which is called the chaotic phase, where they seem to be trying out both hands. And I think part of this is just trying to understand how hands work. It was easy in utero. They were floating around in this sort of space-like fluid environment, and they could easily move one thumb to the mouth and so on. Put them in air with gravity and life gets a bit more complicated. Plus, they're trying to sit up and do other things, and they're exploring a lot of things. It's usually by about a year, 2 years of age that it becomes clear if they're right or left-handed. They can move around.
What happens if you look in the brain, though, at someone using their right and left hand who has a right-handed bias or a left-handed bias? Is there clear differences in the way the brain's working?
Well, there's clearly enormous differences. I'm right-handed, and as I move my right hand, the left half of my brain is controlling that. So I'm doing things from the left half of my brain. Now, part of the story there is that not only am I moving my hand with the left half of my brain, I'm also talking to you with the left half of my brain, because language is in the left half of the brain in most people as well.
But why should that matter, Chris? Why should it be important that language is in the same part of my brain as my handedness?
We don't know, but we do seem to find that when you get people who get these modules in the two hemispheres of the brain, and there are lots of them, in different combinations, some of them start to be disadvantaged. So presumably there's some sort of optimal biological combination. And I suspect it's to do with how bits of brain communicate with other bits of brain, because there's a lot of different areas doing different things at the same time. Sometimes it has to move across between the hemispheres, which is not a very fast process. Sometimes it has to move backwards and forwards. So presumably there are optimal ways of doing that. And one is to have the brain hemisphere controlling your language, the brain hemisphere controlling your hand next to one another. And that's probably why I'm waving my right hand around in the air as I'm talking to you.
Gesticulating wildly. But what about the genetics of this? I said my daughter's left-handed, my wife and I are right-handed, but my dad was left-handed. So is there a gene which causes left-handedness? Does it run in families?
It certainly runs in families. And if you take two left-handed parents, they're much more likely to have left-handed children than if you have two right-handed parents. Having said that, they're about three times more likely, but still, three quarters of the children of two left-handed parents are right-handed. So that makes the genetics slightly strange.
Not easy, yeah.
It's not easy. You can model it, and we've done so. And it does look as if it runs in families. There's a lot of chance involved. And part of the trouble is that we can't see that very easily in small modern families. Charles Darwin had 10 children. His wife was left-handed and two of those children were left-handed. But with 10 children, it becomes a bit more obvious what's going on.
What about the power of modern molecular biology and this so-called genome-wide association, where you can go through enormous numbers of people in the population looking for genetic signposts that sort of crop up at the same time as certain traits? What happens if you do that to handedness?
We've tried that.
Oh, you have?
And we hoped very much, we published a paper last year on it, and we hoped very much to find the gene. And we found nothing. And more to the point, we had the statistical power to find it if it were there, so it wasn't there.
So there is no one gene that causes
There's no one gene. But what there does seem to be is it's more than possible that there's a large number of genes, all of which have small effects. And in that sense, it's no different to height, intelligence, weight, and 1,000 other complex traits that we're looking at. And I think probably what's happening is that you have a left-handed child and a left-handed parent, and they will have the same gene producing that. But I have a left-handed mother and a left-handed daughter, and it will be a different gene that's made our children left-handed.
Well, shall we have a show of hands as to what handedness we are? So I'm right-handed. So Harriet, what are you? You're a righty?
Right-handed.
So Harriet's a righty. Stephen?
Right-handed as well.
Righty. Ben?
Yeah, I'm right-handed too.
Oh, there you go, Chris. Big sample, but we're all right-handed.
Statistically, it might just have been that way with only five of us in the room.